This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of God. Lord God, we thank you for another day. We praise and exalt you today, Almighty God. We ask for your blessings on our study now. Speak to us individually where we know that you speak, and that is in your word. Lead us and guide us and equip us for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're starting today our look at the false prophet. We're in Revelation chapter 13. Now, understand me. This is not Paul W. Esposito that calls him the false prophet. The Bible calls him so. And you can find that in two different places. I've heard it said that the second beast of Revelation is the Antichrist. And no, that's not true. That's not what the Bible says. The Antichrist in Revelation chapter 13 is the first beast, the one we've been looking at, who Paul called the man of sin. The Bible calls this man the false prophet. He's not the Antichrist. He is his henchman. This man is a counterfeit Christian. The Antichrist comes in his own name, John 5:43. Sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. This is the false prophet. And I want you to see where the Bible calls him that. Revelation chapter 16, verse 13. It says, "Then I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For these are demonic spirits performing signs, which go forth to the kings of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." Now that's Revelation 16, 13. Also, if you go to Revelation chapter 19, I believe it's verse 20. Let's turn there. Revelation 19, 20. It says, "Then the beast," the first beast in Revelation 13, "then the beast was apprehended." Now that word, the word piazzo there means to arrest. Same word used of Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane when they came and arrested him. Notice arrest. You can't arrest a nation. You can't arrest a world system. You can't arrest a country. This is a person. And the person is Antichrist. Let me go on. "Then the beast was apprehended, and with him the false prophet who had performed the signs before him, by which he had deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image." Then it says this, "These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone." That's the destination for everyone who receives the mark of the beast and all those who worship him. Remember, it says in Revelation 13:8, "All who dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, whose names are not written in the book of life, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." And I'll bet you this, friend, that you know scores of people that are going to do this. If this happens in our generation, and I believe that it will, countless people you know, maybe your son, maybe your daughter, maybe your friend at work, maybe your own father, "all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Let's you and I today let God use us to write more names into the book of life that won't bow the knee to this man, that will not submit to this man and say Jesus Christ is Lord, as the little children are doing in the Middle East today when Muslims are trying to kill them. Not trying to, they are. Little children are saying, no way, friend. No, Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's you and I let God use us during these end times here to add more names to the book of life. Remember, you are God's hands and feet. You are God's ambassador here. When you get to the UN and you see all these ambassadors, and you got Russia, Soviet Union, Iran, Turkey, United States, you come to one little placard there. And it says, Almighty God. And guess who's sitting there? You. You are there. You are God's ambassador here, as though God was pleading through you. Be ye reconciled to God. Now, I wanted to show you this second beast, no doubt, unmistakably, is the false prophet. It's not the Antichrist. The Bible calls him so. The false prophet who performs the signs for the first beast. This is not the Antichrist, and I stress that because I hear that. I hear people saying the second beast is the Antichrist, and that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says the second beast here is the false prophet. So I just want you to see what the Word of God says. Now, Revelation chapter 13, let's pick it up in verse 11. Then I saw another beast, that's the word allos. There's two words for another. One of them is heteros, meaning another of a different kind, like a different gospel, heteros euangelion, or there's allos. Allos is another of the same kind, and that's the word here for another. Then I saw another beast, that's another of the same kind. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon. What a combination this is. God expects you to know this, at least to have the outlying idea of who this is. When you think of the lamb, who was the lamb in the Bible? Even in the Old Testament, who does the scapegoat point to? The one on which they laid hands on and laid the sins of all the people on him and sent him out into the wilderness. The scapegoat is who? Who was the lamb that was slaughtered? If you ask John the Baptist, he walked right in front of him. And he said in John chapter 1, verse 29, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The Lamb is Jesus Christ. He is the Lamb. He is the sacrificial Lamb who was slain. The perfect, holy sacrifice whose blood and sacrifice God accepted to pay the price for yours and my sins, to reconcile us back to him. The Lamb is Christ. When you see references to the Lamb is the one who opens up these seals back in chapter 5, I believe it is, chapter 5. The Lamb is a reference to Christian, to Jesus. So now, what do you got here? And the dragon, we learn this in chapter 12. The dragon, where it says in verse 9, and that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. All right, when we see lamb, it represents the Lord Jesus Christ and Christianity here. When you see the dragon, it represents Satan. Put it together, and what do you got? Man, oh man, you better look out. This is, you got a false Christian. This is someone who's pretending to be a Christian and is not. Have you ever met one of those? Someone who says that they're a Christian and they're not. Remember what Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruits. Here you have someone with two horns like a lamb and speaks like a dragon. That means if you peel back the layers and look behind the mask, you're going to see a devil there in pew number one. I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. Now, the first one came up out of the sea. This one comes up out of the earth. I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke like a dragon, and he exercises all the authority of the first beast, and he causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. First beast is going to demand worship. Remember, the Antichrist is the first beast. The Apostle Paul said, as we looked at last week on this program, he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So I'm waiting to see a temple rebuilt here, because my Bible says the day of Christ won't come until the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed. The man of sin is going to be revealed as he's sitting in this temple. The man of sin is going to be revealed as he kills the two witnesses. It says in chapter 11, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit makes war with them, overcomes them, and kills them. At least we know he's going to be revealed then, when he's the one responsible for the death of these two guys. So again, he exercises all the authority of the first beast. This guy here is the henchman for the Antichrist. The Antichrist, now, this could be anything. This could be, now remember, he has a mortal head wound and comes up out of the sea. Can you think of anyone with a mortal head wound that's in the sea right now? I can think of one, Osama bin Laden. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it's him, because all the world's not going to worship this guy, but certainly all the world is going to marvel if he came up out of the sea, shook the water off him like a dog shakes water out of its fur, and then says what? I am God. He sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He's going to say, I am God. And to prove it, watch this man right here. He will prove to you who I am. And then the scary thing says, as we read in chapter 13, it says, he deceives my own people who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do. We're going to get to that here coming up this week. What an astounding study this is, this false prophet. The Bible says this man's got the power to give life. Think about that. What image comes into your head when I say to you, someone kneeling down over someone, pinching their nose and breathing into them the breath of life, what image do you get? There ought to be a footnote in there that says Genesis chapter 2. For me, when was the last person you've heard of that has the power to give life to someone? Okay, maybe you don't like the word life, because the word pneuma is the Greek word. We'll go with breath. He's got the power to give breath or spirit to the image of the beast, so that the image should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. Man, oh man, I believe, friend, this is going to happen in your lifetime. God wants to use you to spread the truth. Please join us back again tomorrow. To hear more of these programs, go to WGODontheair.net and like our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You can hear all these programs when they're uploaded. You're listening to WGOD, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of